Mayorkas Denies Knowing Death Rate for Migrants. By Neil Monroe on May 19, 2024. President Joe Biden's border chief says he does not know the death rate of the many migrants heading to his border, even though he has thousands of deputies who closely track the flow of migrants into the United States. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas was asked on Friday, what percentage of people die trying to get in this country? Related video, Dem Chicago Alderman. Biden, Mayorkas inviting people to manipulate asylum process. I don't know, it is, a percentage, responded the Cuban-born, pro-migration zealot. Mayorkas has repeatedly described his support for migrants and has funded thousands of deputies and contractors to track, count, feed, and bus at least 6 million migrants heading to Americans' communities and workplaces since 2021. Mayorkas, a lawyer, then quickly dodged the percentage question by saying, I will share with you having spoken to families who cross the Darien, the area between Colombia and Panama, the suffering and the trauma is extraordinary. Mayorkas, who was impeached by the House, made the comments while speaking at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. He was quizzed by David Rubenstein, president of the Economic Club. Watch video. Rubenstein is a co-founder of the Carlyle Group, an investment firm with more than $400 billion in assets, which gains from Mayorkas's delivery of extra consumers, renters, and workers. The establishment media have shown little concern about the number of migrants lured to their death by Biden's easy migration policies, or even the number of Americans killed by Mayorkas's welcome for illegal migrants. But Breitbart News has closely tracked both numbers. For example, Mayorkas's agency admitted the border deaths of at least 1,000 southern migrants in 2022. The number was roughly double his 2021 border death toll of 568 migrants. Thousands of migrants have died traveling north to Mayorkas's welcome, especially in the Darien Gap Jungle Trail in Panama. The death toll was so great that Mayorkas visited the area to oversee the development of safer routes for illegal migrants. Mayorkas is trying to reduce the death toll by spending hundreds of millions of dollars to fund quasi-legal, semi-covert migration routes overseen by his agency, not by the criminal cartels and coyotes. I would caution migrants and encourage them to actually avail themselves of the lawful pathways that we have established so that they don't risk their lives in the hands of smugglers. Mayorkas acknowledged that many migrants cross the border in search of jobs and housing, not political asylum. The reality is that people do claim asylum when in fact they are fleeing poverty, generalized violence, and that does not an asylum case make, he said. Mayorkas's migrants continue to die on his supposedly safer routes. In February 2023, at least 39 migrants were killed in a bus accident on Mayorkas's safer route. Many migrants are also raped and robbed trying to reach Mayorkas's welcome. In March, for example, Breitbart News reported, two migrants drowned so far this week while trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas from the border city of Piedras Negras, Coahuila. Authorities in Mexico recorded a total of 50 migrant deaths so far this year on the shared Coahuila-Texas border. In January, Breitbart News reported the death of 33-year-old Verterma de la Sancha and her two sons, ages 10 and 8. Mayorkas's welcome for migrants has also led to the death of more than 1,000 migrants at work sites in the United States. In 2022, for example, at least 792 illegal migrants, including children, were killed at U.S. work sites, according to federal data. Most GOP legislators and candidates ignore the Democrats' huge death toll, despite the Democrats' eagerness to portray Republicans as advocates for putting kids in cages or for family separations. Mayorkas pushed that family separation campaign claim even as he hid the vast death toll under his watch. That was a deliberate practice to deter families from reaching the southern border, that was condemned across the board. Cruelty is not something that is an instrument of a value-based country. And we eliminated that practice. We issued a policy preventing it, and the president created a family reunification task force that I chair that is actually reuniting separated families. But some GOP leaders are pushing back. Migrants died in this journey coming here because Joe Biden told them to surge to our border and come into our country. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, told a March 7 hearing held by the House Committee on the Judiciary. What's the solution? Seems to me we call time out. Seems to me we say no more, said Jordan, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Democrats at the March hearing rationalized their growing body count. Our economy needs more workers, Representative Deborah Ross, DNC, told the House hearing. Migrants accept the costs and risks of journeying to the United States because they understand that their labor is in demand here and that employment will be easy to come by. Mayorkas remains unapologetic about the damage he has caused to migrants and to Americans. This country has given my family everything. And I very much wanted to give back, he told Rubenstein.